Dane speaking.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're talking to people in your area today about local issues, and your opinions are needed. First of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
And what is your zip code, just to make sure we speak to all areas?
10028.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in New York, right?
Correct.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
Sorry?
What is the year of your birth, and what year were you born?
Can you just give me, I'll give you, to tell me what the ranges are, and I'll tell you that. I just, because of identity theft, I don't like getting too specific.
Okay, maybe you can say in the 50s, 60s, or 70s?
In my 50s.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you. And from whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Certainly will vote.
Almost certain, okay?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from 0 to 10? 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Are you talking about the presidential vote only?
Yes, your vote in general. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in
this is a really important distinction, because if you're talking about presidential level, zero. I live in New York. My vote has zero meaning in New York. If we're talking down ballot, it's a different story.
Yep, but in general, from 0 to 10, how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? In general?
3,
okay. And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how may I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, or does not matter much, or does not matter at all, you can indicate it as well. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, somewhat, does not matter much, or does a lot.
A lot.
And election for Congress, like House of Representatives or the Senate, matters a lot, somewhat,
a lot.
Does not matter a lot. The last two, protecting LGBTQ rights. A lot, somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
Yeah, I'll say a lot on that too.
Okay. And the last one, protecting abortion rights.
A lot.
Thank you. And we know people get bossy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient,
short
I will
of,
vote.
Short of being in the ICU and unable to get to the voting place. So I guess we call that, yes, nothing will stop me.
No, nothing will stop you, okay? The next one, election for Congress. Nothing will stop me.
Okay. I mean, these are all on the same ballot. So, yeah, I'm going to go vote down ballot every race.
What about protecting LGBTQ rights? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote.
Yeah, nothing would stop me on that one. I don't think there's anything actually on the ballot, but, I mean, hypothetically speaking, yeah.
And the last one, protecting abortion rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will.
Or, Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. And we're almost done with the survey. We're 45%. Thank you so much for your time. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or will you not vote? Or are you
Kamala
undecided?
Harris. Kamala
if
Harris.
The election were held today, Kamala Harris, okay? Yes. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or third party candidate, or independent candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Much more motivated, somewhat more, no change, somewhat less or much less motivated?
Well, given that I'm already super motivated to vote, I guess it would make no difference because I'm voting whether or not it's there.
Okay. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all about Prop 1?
I don't know what that is.
Nothing at all? Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, adds certain protection to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provision to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York state constitution, and no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
Yes.
Or would you not vote? Yes.
I would vote yes, yeah.
And based on what on your read of this statement, do you think this amendment will put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, straighten protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protection on the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, or the last four, give voting rights to immigrants, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protections, or prohibit housing discrimination?
Sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, do you think this amendment will, you can select one or two from the list. Based on your read of this statement, do you think this amendment will put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution or provide protection on the basis of gender or prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, or strengthen voting rights?
I'm still a bit confused by the question. So you're listing various things, and you're saying...
Yeah, you need to select one of them.
Would any of them advance LGBT rights? Is that the question?
Based on what on your read of this amendment, the amendment I just read to you, do you think this amendment will put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution?
Okay, so can you read the amendment again, please? Sorry, I never understand.
Yeah, no problem. The amendment is, here is the text of Prop 1. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November adds certain protection to the state Bill of Rights. Add an anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes, correct, on this amendment?
Yes.
Okay. So based on this amendment, do you think this amendment will put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, yes or no?
Sorry, can you just read the amendment again? Sorry.
Again? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Add certain protection to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy.
Yes.
Also covers reproductive health care.
Sexual orientation was there, so it's a yes. Yeah.
Okay. So do you think this amendment will put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the straightened protection for New Yorkers with disability? Yes or no?
sorry, can you read it? I think it was, there was discrimination against disability, I think, but can you read it again?
The amendment or the statement?
The amendment. So I need to hear the amendment again. I mean, obviously I don't have it in front of me, so I need to hear it again now that I've heard your question.
Okay, no problem. As anti-discrimination provision to a state constitution covered ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including
yes.
sexual
okay,
orientation.
Disability, yes. Yes, disability, yes, it's there.
So, yes.
Yes.
Do you think this amendment will strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, correct?
Yes, yes.
And you can select more if you want. I will read the list again, okay? And you tell me yes or no. Provide protection on the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protection, or prohibit housing discrimination.
Sorry, what's the question now? Are you asking me whether it will strengthen
anyone
disability?
Else? Anyone else? Do you think anyone else?
It will protect anyone else? Well, yeah, everyone who was listed.
Okay, so all of the above, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So these
and
are all very odd questions. Very odd.
Yes, now knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably no?
Definitely
no.
Yes.
Thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more motivated?
I mean, I guess I'm the same. I would go, well, I guess I'm makes more motivated
no
to vote. In, yeah, it would okay. make no difference. I mean, I would go vote for all of this.
And now I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree?
3.
The next one, it is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
10.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. From 0 to 10?
10.
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. From 0 to 10?
Everyone deserves the opportunity, was it to thrive? Was that the word?
Yeah, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter
to
their
thrive.
Cultural
okay.
background.
Yeah, 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 10. Yeah.
10, okay. The next one, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. Agree or disagree with that?
Well, it depends what you mean by discriminate. I mean, in the spirit of what I think it meant to mean, I'll say 10.
Yeah, correct. 10, okay. And then last 4, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
0.
The last 3, everyone regardless of gender or sexuality should have the freedom to marry who they choose. Agree or
10.
Disagree with that? 10, okay?
Agree.
Yeah, 10 means extremely agree, correct?
Children
should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. From 0 to 10?
3.
Last one. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
10.
Thank you so much. And now, again, thank you for your kindness to help us. We're 75% now. This is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your help. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks where seen across the country, at a moment in time when we are seeing the state government and court walls ride backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive healthcare and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, let me ask you again, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes, I would vote yes for that amendment.
Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, let me ask you, as you may know, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yeah, almost certain. Same as before. Yes, I am motivated to go vote in this election. I'm doing volunteer work, Kamala. I'm beyond motivated, okay?
Perfect. And now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A or B? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their right to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. That's statement A, and now statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more, or statement B, much more?
Statement B seems much more, but to some extent, this is about things that I don't have knowledge of, but it's, I mean, it sounds
okay. Convincing. But statement B, much more, correct?
Yeah.
And lastly, this is the last part. I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please tell me the statement is on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you think it's extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. And just, let me see, just 3. The first one, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state. So we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. That was extremely motivated to vote for Prop 1.
From 0 to 10? 10, I guess.
10, okay. The next one, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect these rights in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
Yeah, that's 10.
The next one, the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting this protection directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to be to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage and discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that? 10?
10. We'll call that a 10. Okay. These are all
convincing. The last one. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. From 0 to 10, how motivating was that?
Yeah, that's also 10. That's also very motivating.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if you did not. But once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state bills of rights. adds anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also, covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in New York state constitution, and no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment?
Yes.
And after reading all this information, are you more likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues that you were at the start of this survey? And it's
no, because I was already, because I was already 100% motivated, so it hasn't made any difference.
But the survey makes you much more likely, somewhat more, no change at all, or?
No change, because I was already motivated, yeah.
And again, from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
And are you married, non-married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
No.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong Democrat.
How would you describe your employment status as full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or a stay-at-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
I don't know, maybe $400,000.
Okay, thank you. And this includes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. So have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you. And thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.